Production Fatika Food Shakaere. You guys are listening to Phoenix FM on 89.5.
Azbandi Matiri, Pola Vuna Kadimwe Kadido, Dipano Tetula de Paka Wido, Jim Delight, Pesadi Shapona Kilo.
In Kabwe. To report any news in your community, call 0764-145-986. The Newsroom Community Reporting Hotline. Every story begins with you. Begins with you. Begins with you. Phoenix FM. 8.5 in Lusaka. Phoenix FM. Channel 305 on GoTV. Cold and a match. Phoenix FM. Making every moment memorable.
Don't believe it, just watch.
Phoenix FM. The favorite hits served fresh on Phoenix FM.
Nifuno ziva nale makugani zabusho chiri huni komda iwe.
To lighten up the load. Start the new term with a win. Spend 250 kwacha or more on an Absa POS with any credit card, debit card, or mobile money wallet. And spin to win essential school supplies. From books to stationery to backpacks or calculators. Bookworld has got it all. And the best part? At the lowest prices. Visit your nearest Bookworld store countrywide. Bookworld, where education is our priority. Terms and conditions apply. Absa, your story matters.
Good afternoon, the headlines. ECZ urged to reject illegal attempt to overturn Chawama nomination. People's Pact petitions ECZ and Attorney General to halt delimitation process. And in global news, Iran's supreme leader acknowledges thousands killed during recent protests. With the 13 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. The Consortium of Civil Society Organizations on Good Governance and Constitutionalism is urging the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, to reject the call attributed to UPND losing Chawama aspiring candidate Morgan Munda to nullify the nomination and eventual election of newly elected Chawama Member of Parliament, Bright Nundwe. Consortium Deputy Chairperson Solomon Ngoma has emphasized the importance of placing the matter squarely within the law, stressing that the ECZ Act, which Mr. Munda purports to rely on, contains no Section 35 granting the Commission authority to invalidate a candidate's nomination. Mr. Ngoma explains that elections in Zambia are governed primarily by the Electoral Process Act, and that Section 35 of the Act does not confer any power whatsoever on the ECZ to cancel or invalidate a nomination on grounds alleged by Mr. Munda. Mr. Ngoma further explains that the law is settled and unambiguous, noting that where a person is dissatisfied with the nomination or election of a candidate, the Electoral Process Act provides a specific and exclusive remedy. He adds that Mr. Munda's only lawful option is to file an election petition within 14 days under Section 100, Subsection 3, read together with Section 96, Subsection 1A of the Electoral Process Act, and that attempts to short-circuit this process by inviting the ECZ to act outside its mandate are illegally untenable and constitutionally dangerous.
The Electoral Commission of Zambia Act, which Mr. Munda for pets to rely on contains the North Section 35 granting the Commission authority to invalidate a candidate's nomination. Elections in Zambia are governed primarily by the Electoral Process Act, and Section 35 of that Act does not confer any power whatsoever on ECZ to cancel or invalidate a nomination on grounds arranged by Mr. Munda. We therefore call upon on ECZ to defend its institutional integrity and adhere to strict to the law and resist being drawn into actions that would be illegal, unconstitutional, and capable of undermining public confidence in the electoral process.
The Opposition People's Pact has petitioned the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, and Attorney General Mulilo Kabesha in the Constitutional Court, seeking an order to halt the implementation of the delimitation process scheduled for April this year on the basis that the process is illegal. The pact is asking the court for a stay of the 2025-2026 delimitation exercise and an injunction preventing certification of the final voters register, which is due on the 30th of April 2026, arguing that the ECZ's sequence of operations contravenes constitutional provisions governing boundary changes. PACT Vice President for Strategy, Peter Sinkamba, submits that the voter registration data were captured before the legal finalization of the new boundaries and before the dissolution of Parliament and councils, raising alleged breaches of Article 58.6 and Article 57.6 of the Constitution. Mr. Sinkamba alleges that certifying the register on the 30th of April will create an irreversible legal lock under the Electoral Process Act and risk mass disenfranchisement, since voter cards issued under the existing 156 constituencies could be mapped to 211 constituencies after. He also argues the impending provisional register inspection window from the 9th to the 23rd of February 2026, saying voters currently lack the constitutional certainty required to verify their registration details against legally finalized boundaries. The petition also contends that the ECZ has not demonstrated compliance with the population quota requirement set out in Article 58.5 and notes uncertainty over which delimitation report the Commission intends to rely on, whether a 2019 report or a post-2022 census report, which will be used, and insists that maintaining the status quo of 156 constituencies pending judicial determination is the balance of convenience that will protect the credibility of the August 13, 2026 election.
We have petitioned, though, because the Constitution does not provide for creation of any new constituencies or wards before the dissolution of Parliament. Therefore, if the councils and the Parliament have not been dissolved, there is no constitutional basis for the Electoral Commission of Zambia to carry out delimitation with the purpose of including those particular constituencies to be part and parcel of the voters register, which is going for verification in the next 2 weeks. The register includes the new constituencies without following the constitution. It means that the entire election, which will be held in August, will be null and void.
A 15-year-old female footballer has died suddenly in Kawe during a Zambia Premier League National Division women's football match between Kawe Warriors Women Football Club and Locust Queens Football Club of Lusaka. Zambia Police Public Relations Officer Godfrey Chilavi says the incident occurred yesterday between 10:48 and 12:30 hours at Godfrey Yukachitalu Stadium in the 75th minute of play, after the now deceased Anita Chomba of Locust Queens joined her teammates in celebrating a goal. He says when play resumed, the now deceased remained on the ground and appeared unresponsive, prompting the referee to immediately call the on-site medical team, who briefly attended to her and subsequently rushed her to Railway Surgery Health Center, where she was pronounced dead on arrival. Musa Chilavi says the body has been deposited at Kawa Central Hospital mortuary, awaiting a post-mortem examination to determine the cause of death, while investigations are ongoing and an inquiry file has been opened.
The circumstances of the incident are that during the 75th minute of play, after Locust Queens scored a goal, their reserve goalkeeper, Anita Chomba, age